The world is watching as Vladimir Putin uses oil to fund his war in Ukraine. Tragically, we've seen this before. If we rely on foreign dictators and fossil fuels, this cycle will only continue. Starting now, let's decide who makes our energy. By investing in more clean energy right here in America, we can cut off the power of tyrants. Renewable, clean energy. That's real American energy independence. Republicans chose him.
Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
And while he's no Democrat, he knows the difference between right and wrong.
Corrupting an election to keep oneself in office is perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine.
Law-abiding and law-breaking.
What he did was a flagrant assault on our electoral rights, our national security, and our fundamental values.
And when to put country over party.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
Ask yourself, Republicans, do you want the rule of law or Trump? Just weeks into the new job, Governor Stitt pushed to spend millions to upgrade his mansion, spending $2 million in taxpayer money instead of raising private funds. He bought a $36,000 rug for the foyer, a food warmer for $6,500, spent $8,000 on another rug, this time for the family room, and $2,200 on a fridge just to keep his wine cool. When it comes to Governor Stitt keeping himself comfortable, your money is no object.